The war in Afghanistan for U.S. troops has lasted twice as long as World War II. There's honest debate now about whether the United States should commit more troops to Afghanistan or withdraw them. Would more forces decisively defeat the Taliban? Or after 8 years, does the presence of U.S., British, and other NATO troops and civilians killed by airstrikes aimed at insurgents only anger Afghans? As a journalist, I just try to help frame that debate. But I was part of the NPR team that covered the war in Afghanistan 8 years ago. I get distressed to hear analysts and policymakers say the primary goal should be just to keep al-Qaeda terrorists from using Afghanistan as a base. I saw the kind of society the Taliban made in Afghanistan. Those of us who did remember it as a nightmare. No people should live again. Women could not work or attend school. They couldn't so much as walk outside without a male relative. We met women who said they'd prepare to commit suicide because they had no hope of change. The world tut-tutted when the Taliban did things like destroy the enormous Buddha statues in Bamiyan, but after feeling briefly ennobled, the world would turn away. The Taliban outlawed news, art, music, theater, song, literature, dance, sport, comedy, and any religion but theirs. They built a society in which women were captive, dissenters were prisoners, and minorities— Buddhists, the Hazara people, or gays, were marked for extinction. We did a story about the Kabul soccer stadium. The groundskeeper there recalled how on Friday afternoon, Talibs with guns and whips rounded up people on the streets, herded them into the stadium, and locked the doors. They would parade a couple dozen prisoners across the field and denounce them by name and crime, theft, adultery, or heresy. Then they strung them from the soccer goalposts and, I choose to be blunt about this, chopped off their hands or feet to bleed their lives away in the grass. Today, political corruption, tribal rivalries, and violence against women still afflict Afghanistan. But there are millions of women in school and at work. Women are in the Afghan parliament. There are numerous allegations of vote fraud in the recent elections. But there are political parties and a free press to pursue them. It's hard to weigh the crime of vote fraud against the kind of people who chop off limbs in soccer stadiums. It was the crime of al-Qaeda terrorists whom the Taliban let use Afghanistan that brought the U.S. and NATO there. But even if al-Qaeda now hides in the hills of Pakistan, for many of us who saw the Taliban's brutal and bloody abuse of their own people, it would seem another crime to let such murderers take power again. And you're listening to NPR News.